Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney last month appointed a new city solicitor who inherited thousands of cases from the Nutter administration. Kenney's aides say that under the previous boss, the office that handles lawsuits involving the city started a legal fight that they now want nothing to do with. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, Kenney's team says the rocky start should not complicate the transition.
At any given time, Philadelphia is dealing with some 40,000 pending lawsuits. Everything from property tax appeals to slip and fall cases to accusations of police misconduct. So it's easy to see how one would be overlooked during a transition, right? Well, those close to Kenney are being more cynical.
We suspect now that maybe it was because they were trying to get this case through. Obviously, stop and frisk was a policy of the last administration. It's not one of ours.
That's Kenney spokeswoman Lauren Hitt. She's talking about a complicated lawsuit about stop and frisk. It concerns whether the city should turn over data about pedestrian stops to the city's Public Defenders Association that asked for it. But Hitt says Kenney's people were never informed of that by the former city solicitor Shelley Smith's office.
They were just really unwilling to be helpful in any way, shape, or form.
It's a hot-button issue because Mayor Michael Nutter campaigned on a crime-fighting platform that included ramping up stop and frisk. Kenney, meanwhile, wants the policy to be radically reformed.
What we did was not political, and we didn't handle the transition politically either. And I wouldn't have withheld information because I knew from a new solicitor, I knew I was leaving. So what would be the point of that?
Smith says she wasn't hiding anything. There are lots of cases, and this is just one of them.
I would suggest that before anybody ever says that I'm not forthcoming, they talk to me directly.
How is Kenney's team ensuring that there aren't other lawsuits out there started during Nutter's tenure that they now want to pull?
Well, we're working diligently to make sure that nothing else like this is going on.
Insiders say the new city solicitor, Sozi Tulanti, doesn't expect too many other major legal reversals since most of the office's matters are not as intensely political. But again, he's only 1 month into the job. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.